Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Wealth in Christ Show, a show where we empower the masses to become financially free without compromising their faith in Christ. I'm your host, Dami, and today we'll be having a very important conversation about when enough is enough. You know, this is a question I often ponder on, and I want us, you know, you guys are listening and watching, to also ponder on and ask yourself, when is enough enough? You know, in this journey to financial free, it is very easy to not realize when enough is enough. You know, oftentimes people equate being wealthy, being financial free, you know, having financial peace with having a lot of things, having multiple cars, having multiple bags, having multiple sneakers, having multiple houses, having multiple jets, planes, and so on and so forth. But it leads me to like wonder, what is the fine line between saving and investing for our future, you want a better life for your family and yourself, and just pure greed? And I think is that any one of us is capable of falling that trap of greed. You know, you go on social media, they're always telling you, you need more of this, you need another house, you need to put this back. You know, they're always advertising new cars. You want the next fastest car. You want the next most advanced house. So it's always something out there, especially in this world that we live in, that's always causing us to not be satisfied where God has blessed us or how God has blessed us. And in this journey of financial freedom, it's important to understand, to know when enough is enough. Because sometimes I believe when you look at people who have fallen, you know, financially, who have caught themselves in illegal business, illegal activities, it's often because of greed. It's often because they were hungry for something that they can't eat. You know, they want to eat more than that their stomach can hold. You know, and it, as a result, it ended up in jail. For some of them, it has ended up, you know, some of them dead. And when you bring it back to spirituality, you know, a lot of them have lost their, they lost their salvation. They have given their salvation in Christ, you know, for this worldly wealth. And they have no type of peace. Here's a quick definition of greed. Greed is often defined as an insatiable desire for more. And is wanting more bad? Not necessary. Wanting more is not necessarily bad. But where wanting more could be bad is when it blinds us to the abundance already present in our life. You know, the trap that the promise fulfillment, but it's a trap that promise fulfillment, but leads to emptiness. So basically, you know, people get, they'll achieve a goal. They reach their financial number, you know, they bought their dream house. But for whatever reason, they see their neighbor, they see their brother, family, you know, someone on social media has something much better or seem much better in their eyes. It's like, you know, once I get this, I'll stop. And they collect things, they collect cars, they collect bags, you know, and almost in a sense, almost feeding people's ego, feeling of wanting to be the best, of wanting to feel like they have it all. And like I said earlier, you know, we all have a limit of what we can eat, and it's important to know our limit of what we can eat so we don't find ourselves in tough situations. We don't find ourselves, you know, in tough circumstances. There's many scriptures in the Bible that talk about greed, and I want to reference two scriptures today. One is Hebrews 13:5, which says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So oftentimes when people have an issue of greed or dealing with greed, it's because they're not content. They feel like there's more that they can have. They're not appreciative. They're not grateful of what God has given them. And the next scripture I want to read is Luke 12:15-21. And he said to them, Jesus, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. And he told him a parable, saying, the land of a rich man produced plentiful. And he thought to himself, what shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crop? And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barn and build a larger one. And there I will store all my grains and goods. And I will say to my soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this is not your soul's required of you. And the thing you have prepared for, who would they be? So is the one who lay treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing his word. And this scripture is basically Jesus Christ warning the danger of greed using a parable of a rich fool. And in this scenario, in this parable, we see that there's a rich man who's very focused on accumulating wealth for himself without considering the needs of others, you know, without considering his spiritual well-being. He believes that, you know, him accumulating wealth, having this great harvest, you know, he's set for life. There's nothing he has to worry about. You know, he had put his hope in his possessions. You know, he felt like his happiness and security was good. Like, he has nothing to worry about. However, God rebukes him, revealing the folly of his pursuit and the ultimate emptiness of his wealth. The rich man's obsession with material possession ultimately led to his spiritual downfall and loss of eternal life. Jesus' message here emphasizes the importance of prioritizing spiritual wealth over material possession. He warned against the allure of greed and the false belief that life consists in the abundance of possession. Instead, Jesus encouraged his followers to seek first the kingdom of God. To seek first the kingdom of God and to be rich towards God by cultivating a heart of generosity and service, spiritual growth. And, you know, many of us may say, you know, he may be saving for his future, you know, and you here, Dami, are telling us to also save for our future, invest for our future. And yes, and I believe there's a fine line between saving and investing and being greedy. And I'll quickly explain that real quick. The difference between saving and investing for the future and greed often lies in the motive and difference. But it often lies in the motive and attitude behind that financial decision. So, for example, saving and investing out of a desire to provide for oneself and others to be responsible stewards to prepare for unforeseen circumstances aligned with biblical principles. So being able to save, you know, for the future, save for your kids, you know, just want to steward what God has given you, you know, that's not a problem. However, if our motive, you know, our reason of wanting to have more wealth, you know, is driven by, you know, I need to accumulate as much wealth as possible. You know, I'm just hungry for wealth. That will be classified as greed. You know, greed is just that unquenchable that you need to have everything around you. It's that lack of self-control. It's that lack of self-control. Because as with, you know, one thing people often fail to realize is that with more money comes more responsibility. You know, the responsibility that comes with $1 million is different from the responsibility that comes with $100 million. And the responsibility that comes with $100 million is different from the responsibility that comes from $1 billion. And it's important to know the capacity that God has blessed you with, so you don't miss out on what God has called you to do. Too many times, you know, due to comparison or trying to catch up, stay up to date with the Joneses or catch up with the Joneses, people often find themselves doing things that God never called them to do, or being positioned, or having quote unquote testimonies that God necessarily did not give them or bless them with. And as a result, they are paying for it, you know, where they don't have peace. They're constantly worried, you know, they're constantly stressed out. And that does not mean that you won't go through challenges, you know, have a relationship with God, believing in God, but you will have peace. You will have peace that you can't even understand, you can't even explain, you know, the kind of peace you have. That's why it's important to know what God is calling us, what God is asking or requiring of us as we go into this financial journey. You know, and not get caught up in trying to say, yeah, I have this as well. You know, it's nothing wrong with wanting to have more, but it's something wrong when the pursuit of wanting to have more replace God in our life. That's when the issue is. It replaced God in our life. And that's going back to the rich fool. The harvest he saw it as a way to, like, yes, he's secure. Like, he didn't, like, you know, having all the wealth, he, you know, like you say, he can store it for many years. Like, he doesn't have to do anything. So he felt so secure in himself and what he has done that, you know, in a way that he didn't ever realize that it's through God that has given the opportunity to reap such opportunity, to reap such harvest. It's through God that, you know, he's able to be blessed to that extent where he can rip down the barn and build another one. You know, that's a blessing in itself. And it's important to realize the different blessing that God has blessed us with and not get caught up with what, and not get caught up in trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, try to get caught up with what your neighbor has, because we all have different capacities. Some of us can manage $1 million. Some of us can only manage $100,000. Some of us can manage $10 million. Some of us can manage $100 million. It's all important for us to understand that we need to take time and go to God and understand what he has called us. What is the financial plan God has for you and your family? And not get caught up in what social media says you need to have. Or not get caught up in what anyone says you need to have in order to say that you're financially free or not. Greed is often rooted in excessive desire for more and discontentment with what one already possesses. In addition, so people understand what contentment is being satisfied with what one has and recognizing true wealth is found in relationship, character, and spiritual growth rather than material possessions alone. You know, as the Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And then lastly, to separate to understand the fine line between greed and saving for the future for your family, then is understanding that greed leads to hoarding and self-centeredness. Like, greed leads to hoarding things. So hoarding bags, hoarding shoes, hoarding cars, houses. Biblical stewardship involves generosity and consideration for the need of others. You know, as we are building this financial, if you're going through financial, or you're already financially free, it's important to understand that, you know, you need to give, you need to be generous, to be generous with what you have. And just like, you need to be generous with what you have, because your wealth is a tool that God has given you to bless other people. It's not just a tool for you to just eat. And when you think of a tree, you know, a tree doesn't produce for itself. A tree produces to feed the community. The fruits from that tree, we are the one that benefit from it, not the tree. The tree doesn't benefit from us eating it, but eating its fruit is we that benefit from it. So if you are financially free, financially stable, you know, you should be a blessing to others. Not only yourself, you should also be a blessing to others. You know, money is a tool that God can allow you to use to bless others, to allow you to use to win souls for Christ, win souls for his kingdom. I wrap this episode up by providing you guys with a few tips, a few practical things you can do to avoid falling into the sin of greed, you know, and remaining content and being appreciative to what God has given you, you know, what God has blessed you. One is to practice gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. You know, like one of my guests said, you know, you have to change your perspective. You have to change your perspective. Look back where you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago. Look back and see where you are And be grateful that God has kept you to this point. God has allowed you, your investments to grow, your savings to grow. And if you have went to some financial trial, be grateful for the lessons that God is teaching you through this experience. Be grateful for the lesson that God is teaching through this experience. Be grateful that you have the opportunity to see this. To see this experience out. You have an opportunity to see it out. Another thing I want to mention is to prioritize spiritual wealth. It's shifting your focus from material possession to spiritual growth and relationship with God. As instructed in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So seek first the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. I think oftentimes we try to seek material things, seek the things of this world before seeking God. And oftentimes you'll see that we get lost, we get heartbroken, we don't have no sense of peace. We're constantly chasing things that has nothing to do with us, that God has not called us to do. And we miss out on things that God has called us to do. That's why it's important for us to seek first the kingdom of God. Understand what God's plan is for you financially. Ask him what should be your number, your financial number. How should you go about, giving, using your wealth as a tool? 3, simplify your lifestyle. Avoid unnecessary accumulation of wealth or possession. I'm not going to tell anyone how many cars or how many bags or how many shoes or whatever possessions you should have. But you know when some things are just unnecessary for you to have. And it doesn't make sense. It's not adding any value to you. And lastly, practice self-control. Exercise self-control over your desires and impulses. As it states in Proverbs 25:28, a man without self-control is a city broken into and left without walls. So it's important to practice self-control. So if you don't have self-control and you constantly want everything that you see, you end up in a lot of trouble, to say the least. Whether it's you going bankrupt, whether it's you fall into a scam or scamming other people, which either ends you up dead or in jail. There's all these different things. That's why it's important to practice self-control. And this is why I can't emphasize the point of you going back to God, finding time to understand what God has called you to. Understand, asking God, about the desire that you have and whether or not it is aligned with his goals for you financially, aligned with the goals for you and your family financially. Because God has a plan for our money. And just for us to understand what that plan is and be open and be available to be used in such a way financially that can bless the kingdom of God. As always, I hope this episode bless you guys. I hope you guys stay encouraged. And I want you guys to continue to think about the question that we start off with. When is enough enough? Stay blessed and see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.